Side. This is Adam, joined as always by Steve. We are back after a week or so of absence. Speaking of absences, the reason for the absence is now I have multiple absences in my mouth due to wisdom teeth being pulled.
I really wanted us to record a B-side while you were heavily medicated after having your wisdom teeth pulled, but
I would.
You weren't coherent.
I was willing,
but not able.
The problem was not so much the mind. Well, that was a big problem too, but the lack of ability to speak due to the gauze. And inflammation of the gums and all that fun details that goes with that. We have a listener's question, which is always exciting for us. And this one, I think, is totally relevant. Well, not that they aren't always relevant, but this one I really like just because it sort of hits in at our life stages. And what do we do when little people, our children, or those around us, ask big questions? So this could be a grandchild, a grandparent, you know, even younger siblings to older siblings. We seek out this wisdom from people who are older than us. But what do we do as the person who is supposed to be the older and wiser? Where do we find answers to hard, big theological questions?
What kind of questions?
Questions like, where's heaven? Or what happens when babies die? Or about where did Jesus go when he ascended? And, you know, what is the Trinity? How do we define that properly? Mm-hmm. All those big, big theological questions that really smart guys write really thick books about that you read.
It's good. And so we're going to look at not specific answers right now, but, like, what's the posture we should have?
Yeah. What process?
That? Yeah. Because I think there's probably a better and worse ways to do that. Mm-hmm. As I thought about it, the first thing I thought is we got to think about parents have a calling to teach their kids. Mm-hmm. So this is great. Your kids are asking questions. Don't just brush it aside, because it's actually your responsibility as parents to teach your kids theology and to teach them about the Bible. So I think of Ephesians 6:4, and this is a verse we always quote at baby dedication, the dedication of children. So if you've done that, you've promised.
I've never done a baby dedication.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've dedicated your kids, though?
We were part of the dedication.
Yes. Okay, so yes. Yeah, you've been on that side.
Yes, we've been on that side, so but I never always, as the pastorals.
I always quote this verse, Ephesians 6:4, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." So the responsibility of a father to teach his children. Or we could go Deuteronomy 6 from the Old Testament. There's a number of places, but the favorite one people go to is right after the Shema in Deuteronomy 6, which is verse 4 and 5. And then it says in verse 6, these words, "You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk to them when you sit in the house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise," and on it goes. And the vision there is you see parents instructing their kids, not in like, okay, kids, sit down, classroom time, mm-hmm. but through the day, as you walk, as you talk.
Yeah, modeling.
You're kind of modeling, yeah. You're teaching through the... And isn't that how it is? It's not like kids come to us, you know, in a formal setting. The kids come to us while we're hanging out, and they just have thoughts in their minds as you're out doing chores. Or for our kids, it's always at bedtime. There's like these crazy existential questions, like philosophical, huge, deep questions that have to arise after they're in bed about to... You're like, okay, good night. And they're like, oh, just one more thing.
Why does the earth rotate at this degree?
Yeah, and they're asking like these deep, really, right now?
Yeah.
So the first thing is to recognize as parents, I think we have to grab hold of this. This is our job, is to teach our kids about faith and about the Bible and about what we know of God from the scriptures. Mm-hmm. And so we can do that through teaching them. We can be intentional about that and try and work that into their lives, make sure that they have Bibles that they can read. I think there ought to be a commitment to bringing our kids to church. That's part of the child dedication ceremony as well. Is I'm committing to bringing them here to church where we can teach them. Other people can be pouring into them. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the knowledge they learn while here, although that's huge. It's also the modeling of other faithful Christian adults. And I think it's showing of priorities that we value being together, opening the word, worshiping God. So that's our responsibility. We do it through actually teaching them, through modeling, through instructing, through bringing them to church, putting them in touch with other Christians.
Yeah.
Second thing, so one is recognize your calling in this. So they're asking questions. Don't be annoyed. This is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So that's great. Have that right attitude. Hey, it's cool. Like, you want to talk about the Trinity? Yeah. Let's do it.
It's like going to work and being like, okay, this is your job. Now start working. And you're like, oh.
I didn't see this coming.
Where did this come from?
Yeah, this is good.
Out of nowhere.
And I think, too, like, if you're teaching your kids theology, teaching them about God, if it's forced on them and they're not interested at the time, we know that the way we learn best is if there's interest in the learner. And so if the kids are asking big questions, hey, this is great, seize the opportunity. Second thing I'd say for parents is prepare yourself. I think that parents need to be learning and growing. A growing, learning parent that's in the Word and growing in their knowledge is going to be a way better model. Part of it's modeling and teacher of the children for in response to their questions and their learning.
Just becoming equipped.
Yeah. So don't be passive. Be active. Mm-hmm. And I think every adult and every parent and grandparent, be reading the Bible, and learning. And you can share what you're learning. Study beyond that. Read some theological books at times, right? And have some reference material. I think in your house you should have some resources.
Yeah.
You can get 1-2 volume commentaries on the Bible. You can get a basic systematic theology. We personally, in our house, and one that we've often gone to is Wayne Grudem has a whole series. Like, he's got bigger, like, there's his systematic theology is the big one. There's one called Christian Doctrine, which is a shorter abbreviated. And then the really abbreviated one's called something like 20 doctrines, every 20 things every Christian should believe, or something like that. But it answers a lot of those big questions so that you actually have resources in your home. Kid asks a question, you're like, I don't know. You can look that up and go, well, this is maybe not the only answer, or like, we don't know, but here's some verses to see and some, here's what the Bible does say about it. So prepare yourself, because half of it is having an answer, but I think even more than half of it, my math doesn't
more
add up.
More than half? But half of it's the answer, not but a more math than guy. Half.
Yeah. The other half is modeling. Mm-hmm. And a growing, learning parent is going to inspire and model for their kids that you don't have to have all the answers, but you have to know where to look for them and seeking them. So prepare yourself as a parent. Be growing and learning.
Yeah.
Be sitting under teaching. Are you listening to, maybe it's podcasts, maybe it's sermons, maybe it's reading theology, reading the Bible. All these things are good. I recommend the ESV Study Bible. There's other good study Bibles out there as far as like, what does this verse mean? And there's resources available to you. So these days, there's so many good resources that are accessible. You don't need a master's degree in theology to have access to these things. So have them in your home and be growing yourself. And out of that growth, you will be able to help your kids, and you'll be modeling the posture of learning and growing.
I think it also goes a long way when you don't know the answer to how to actually show to properly model, as you're saying, how to go find the answer.
Yeah.
We might not have the answer, but it's... Like, I remember coming from a sales role and going, okay, I don't know the answer to the question you're asking, but I do know where to find the answer.
Yeah.
And as a diligent sales rep, I'm going to go find that answer for you. And in a parent role, you go, okay, maybe I don't understand it fully myself.
Yeah.
But as my responsibility as your parent, I'm going to go seek this out for myself. And not only is your kid going to learn and grow, but just imagine your own spiritual growth in that circumstance.
Yeah, exactly. That's my next point, which was like, admit if you don't know. If your kid asks a question you don't know the answer to, instead of making something up, I'd say, oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know, but let's go find the answer. Let's go see if we can learn something. And some questions there aren't answers to, period.
That's like the idea of where's heaven? And you'd be like, well, do you see the stars? Those are pinholes to heaven. Or the Neverland thing. Oh, it's the third star on the left. And you just go past there.
I would like sometimes people just resort to making stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make stuff up. I'd way rather as a parent, or you as parents, grandparents, teachers, don't make stuff up. It's way better to go, we don't know that.
Plus, you're probably setting your kid up to be embarrassed.
Yeah, but here's what we do know, right? And so, if you don't know, say, I don't know. But you know what? I'm gonna try and find out. I'm gonna ask someone. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna research that. We're gonna look in the Bible.
Email the B-side.
Yeah, I'm gonna email the B-side, and in a few weeks they'll eventually get around to recording another episode and getting back to me. And then finally, I'd say, so don't be afraid to say I don't know. I'd rather parents say I don't know. And you know what? God hasn't told us everything. Mm-hmm. We're not entitled to everything. And just because I don't know doesn't mean God doesn't know.
Yeah.
Like, God has purposes, God has designs that we don't know. And part of that human existence before God is wonder and curiosity and reverence and awe, and we don't have to know. And I'd rather parents go, I'm not sure. But one, let's try to find an answer than make stuff up that just isn't true. Because what are you modeling your kids if you're going to make up or wildly guess? Why did our baby go, well, God needed another angel. What? That's just like, in no sense is that a biblical answer. No. And you've taught them that we can make up our own answers.
Yeah.
We don't look to the scriptures for answers.
Yeah, and if we start by, when we don't know the answer, looking at scripture, even if the answer's unknown in scripture, we can look at the characteristics of God and go, well, we know that if we look at something, why did somebody pass away so young? Or why did God take this baby away? And we can go, okay, we don't understand the whys, but we do know that the character
who
of
God is.
And the who of who we're worshiping.
Yeah, and often the tough questions come up because there isn't a clear and obvious one-sentence answer in chapter and verse.
Yeah.
So we have to draw a line from, well, this is what I know about who God is. This is how I've seen him act in the past. I think of this episode, this story, this chapter, this book. And so I see how he acts in the past. I know who he is, and I can apply that to my situation and sort of I have a sense. Or maybe I can actually look at options. Why did this happen? Well, I know that sometimes God works this way, and sometimes he works this way, and sometimes he works this way. So I don't know the answer, but I know there are possible answers. Yeah. And so admit if you don't know. That's okay. I'd rather you admit that than make something up. And the fourth thing is, as much as possible, I'd say show kids in the Bible, because they're wondering about big things. I'd say as often as possible, I think it's good to actually show them in the scripture themselves, because what you're teaching them is not just the answer, but we want to model that where we find the answers to big questions is in the scriptures.
It's not always on Google?
No, not always on the Google, but sometimes it's more about modeling how to find an answer. Mm-hmm. Where do we look when we want to find answers about ultimate important things? It's not something we make up. It's not something we Google. It's something that we find in the scriptures. And the answer may not be fully exhaustive, the big, clear answer that solved all the problems. But we're modeling, hey, kids, when we have a question, we look for the answer in the Word. Mm-hmm. It is authoritative and sufficient. It may not fully satisfy our curiosities, but it's told us what we need to know. And after that, we're at peace with not knowing everything. But instead of just giving a quick answer, sometimes it's good to actually, well, remember this story, or remember the Bible tells us this, or the Bible tells us that. And the Bible doesn't tell us why this happened, but it does tell us this, and we can know this, and we can know it, not just because mommy told you or daddy told you, but because, look, it's here in the Bible. We can look up the story in your own Bible.
Yeah.
We can look up the verse in your own Bible and show them, because what we want to do, the most important thing, more important than their question being answered, is teaching and modeling for them how you look for answers in the scriptures, and so that they will grow to trust and find answers in the scriptures as well. And I think that's the most important thing you can teach your kids around theology, is where do we go for answers?
Yeah. So you want to answer big questions from little people? Starts with you. Starts with your own journey and being able to go about that. Thank you so much for listening to B-Side. If you have more questions, we're going to try to answer one of these big questions in the next episode here. If you do have more questions, email us, bside@thchurch.ca, and we'll talk to you soon.